Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
All week long to Brian Belaga, Jason Woolley, and Mark Tauscher, Kyle Wallace and Brad Northman have been very aggressive and mean towards our fellow hosts. Yeah, saying under no circumstances should the Green Bay Packers draft an offensive lineman in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Got to spot out foolishness when you hear it, Kyle.
They also have plus 165 on the Bucks to win against the Pacers, so there's money involved. If we know anything about these two, they are frugal and cheap and care more about finances than having fun in life.
We like to make good investments so we can have fun when we want to.
So you got
to
choose
all
now.
About balance.
Would you rather have the Packers draft an offensive lineman in the first round or the Bucks lose the first round, but they don't draft an offensive lineman in the first round?
Give me the Bucks winning. Not only do I want the Bucks to win badly, but I want to lose my bet. We're talking about $20.
So the money component is more important than your opinion on the Bucks or the Packers being better if they don't draft an offensive lineman.
Yeah, I'd rather keep my 20 and make the 34 and be wrong about the offensive line. I won't be happy about it. I'm trying to find if there's any way.
This is the part of Sophie's choice. There's no getting around the scenario.
No, I'm saying for me, it's Bucks by a wide margin, and I will stomach the offensive line. Now, if it was offensive line, and then they went with like safety, and then they went with like backup quarterback, then I'm like, oh my God, what are we doing?
Sounds like somebody's trying to lose their job.
Yeah, Bucks lose. We are not trying to win. The Packers are trying to rebuilding.
See, Brad, you think about your money and moolah, and I love my money. But one thing that I can't do is I cannot trade in my sanity and my emotions. And if the Milwaukee Bucks lose in the first round,
for the third straight year?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm going to be extremely drained, frustrated, emotional roller coaster. So you know what? I'll take the Packers digging their own grave by drafting an offensive lineman.
You're wearing Packers gear. You're supposed to be the Packer backer. Putting the Bucks out of the Packers?
I am a Packer.
I thought you want the Packers to win a Super Bowl.
I want the Packers to win a Super Bowl, but if Goody decides that he wants to waste another pick on an offensive lineman, not saying Jordan Morgan won't be good, not saying whoever they draft in the first round won't be good as an offensive lineman, but there's other needs. If he decides he wants to do that, then you know what? Go ahead and do it. But one thing I refuse to sacrifice, somebody like Giannis who has worked his behind off to get healthy for this offseason so he can lead this team to wherever he can go. Hopefully it's the promised land of winning another championship, but definitely to beat up on them Indiana Pacers.
So you're more okay with them, with the uncertainty of even if they win in the first round,
yes,
they could lose and you will have sanity? You're okay just winning one series?
Listen, I barely knew who Andrew Nimhard was before the playoffs last year.
This is a vendetta.
And now I can't. It was him. It was some other dude. I don't like him. I want our revenge. I want our lick back. I want our payback. I want Giannis to absolutely embarrass the Pacers because they danced and they celebrated and they're acting all cocky, dancing, doing all that when we didn't even have our superhero on Giannis last year. They were bragging like they were doing something.
Yeah, I despise this Pacer team. Absolutely despise them. If it was a different matchup, you know, they got the sixth seed. And it was the New York Knicks, and we're talking about that. Then it would be a little bit of a tougher.
So because there's a rematch of two teams that battled it out and there was no Giannis, you're putting more into the fact that the Pacers, man.
Yeah, I like the Pacers.
Changing the teams changes the opinion.
Do you not remember what happened last year?
And there's no excuse.
Of course I do. Chris Middleton went bananas and Damian Lillard was hobbling around as a decoy.
Well, and I would also say, if they were playing
Chris's knees could barely hold up, but he's hitting 40-footers to send him to overtime. I was like, God bless you, Chris.
That's who they were celebrating of beating.
If the Bucks were playing like a top-tier Eastern Conference team like the Knicks, then I'd be like, okay, well, I mean, they're really good, and they gave it their best, but the Indiana Pacers, uh-oh, the four seed, can't have it. Nope. Can't have it, won't have it.
Not with Giannis.
Nope.
Can't do it. I wouldn't be able to. Listen, the Bucks lose this series, not only am I out of money, but I'm also going to need some emotional support.
Be out of money?
$20.
I'm tired out of my 20.
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
I need all the dollars I can get. It's rough time.
When's the last time you spent more than $3 on your girl? Speaking of that soundbite.
Y'all know what it is. Y'all know.
No, we don't know what it is with you.
I'm sure I got her something.
Because I would say that you getting a BOGO, a buy one, get one free, which you look for every day in your life, doesn't actually count towards spending money on her. That's spending money on you and getting something free for her.
I spent $3 on her quite often, but you know, yeah.
Why are you struggling to give me the last example?
Oh, because, you know, you put me on the spot. I'm trying to think, when's the last time I spent on my babe? Well, we went grocery shopping. And
it doesn't count.
No, my...
That benefits you too.
Grocery shopping doesn't count, Kyle.
It's we. She ate. Listen, I went and bought the things she liked.
When's the last time you bought her a gift?
Valentine's Day. We did something different. I bought her food. I got her something. I got a card. The card was more than $3. Barely. Maybe it wasn't.
A card?
I'm trying to
I just say that greeting cards are ridiculously expensive?
They're ridiculous. I don't want to get off the fact that Kyle can't... Brett, Kyle needs to sit here and tell us the last time he did what, Will?
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
I mean, I pay for some food.
In what setting? Like going out to eat? Like, you treated her?
Yeah, I did. Matter of fact, I did. Thank you for reminding me. I sure did.
Where'd you take her?
We went to a nice little restaurant. We went Highland House, and we got some food and some drinks, and it was good.
December?
What month is it? March. Sometime in March.
If your girl offers something, let's say it's the most expensive item on the menu, will it elicit a reaction in you?
That's a reaction of everybody here. And we all looked at the menu. We said, oh, we're going to get. And we look at the menu. She decided to get the Wagyu beef steak. The Wagyu, you know, $100 steak. But wait, Wagyu? What? You that hungry, huh?
Wagyu doesn't mean it's bigger, by the way.
Well, no, you're right. It just means it's more fine. But the whole point is this.
So she can't have fine things.
I would say to her.
So now he's limiting what she can and can't have.
Oh, we're not going to put this on Kyle Wallace. Everybody here, including broke college student Will, we all agree if we went out to dinner and y'all ladies got the most expensive thing on the menu, you all would say, what is the occasion?
Yeah,
say the price range of the lowest item was $40 and the highest item was $75.
Come on now, what are we doing here? $75. What are we celebrating? Where you getting the $75 steak? It's just a Friday night.
I will say, so Lexi, she's like a big, like, she'll eat salads. So the main entree probably not going to be the most expensive thing.
Oh, that's lovely.
But you know, before pregnancy, you'd be walking down the list and being like, oh, let's look at the glass of wine.
Wait, please don't tell me that you are watching what price tag of things she's eating while pregnant.
No. I'm talking about pre-pregnant.
Because I wouldn't put that past you.
No, I'm pre-pregnant. We're talking about, you're looking at the wine list. You know, there's probably a cab that's probably $28 for a glass of wine.
Dang, $28!
There might be another one that's like $15. So I might be like, you know, let's just try the 15 one just to
witness?
Start. If she asks me.
You don't treat
her? She'll ask me. She's like, which one do you think I should get?
What you mean, which one?
Which one do you think I should get? She hasn't learned after 15 years that she's not going to get a better quality than
the
house cab.
It's probably the same. You can save $13. Let's go ahead and get that cheaper cab.
She doesn't know what the different taste is because you never let her allow her to do so.
She probably had to sneak it. Sneak it.
Get it by yourself. Not me. Not me. I ain't going to lie to you. I love my girl dad coming to town. Daddy Warbucks come in town. She eat good. She get the $70 steak. She don't even look at the price.
Does she resent you at all for that? That dad's willing to pay and you're not?
He paid for me too.
Mr. Baby Girl?
Yeah, Mr. Baby Girl treats us good. Mr. Baby Girl come in town.
Maybe
you know, and
the
I do
problem.
I mean, because I want to treat him somehow, but I am, you know.
Yeah, how do you treat him? Question.
He won't let me. I try.
Oh,
I reach for the wallet.
How many times do you insist?
I reach for the wallet. I do. And he just always, I got it.
Is it sort of like the, you don't really mean it though? Like, oh,
for sure.
Where doesn't really mean it.
His wallet's not even there.
Yeah, he's reaching into an empty pocket.
I will say this.
I can't wait for the day that he says, oh, this one's on you today, Kyle. And Kyle doesn't have his wallet.
No. I'll say this. The day that will come, one day it will come, is when I reach in my wallet and he does let me get it, I will be slightly surprised, a little unprepared, but I know the card will go through. I'd just be
Do
like,
you ever
hey.
Pay for meals for your parents?
Sometimes, not often.
That's a great question. It's hard to do. The parents are very
Stern.
Yes, Stern. Mother's, intentional about
Mother's
it.
Day, we always pay, and then Father's Day, we always pay. Me and my brother split it.
Randomly, I will ask my brothers if we want to take care of one, because it's you have to have a full blown plan. You literally have to find, like, as soon as you sit down, if they bring you waters and say, hey, any questions, here are the specials, when they leave, someone's got to go to the bathroom, and you have to grab them and be like, he will do anything to the ends of the earth to make sure that he pays. I'm giving you my card right now, and you have to just swipe this right now, or right at the end. Don't even give the opportunity for him to look at the check.
It ain't that hard for my parents now. They anytime they boys try to pay, they say, oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
That's because it's once every 5 years.
No, it's once a year.
Or once a year.
Once a year.
Twice a year. Outside of holidays.
Twice a year. Birthday and holidays.
Yeah, so a generic time
out
with
the parents. So you don't go out of your way to do things for people special for them outside of
me. I didn't ask to be here. I didn't ask to be here. They brought me here. It is their responsibility. If I choose to do it, great. But at the end of the day, when my little seeds come out, I guarantee you, it's a lifetime. If I'm here with my kids for 40 years, for them 40 years, if I can afford it, I'm paying for them.
That's actually a great point. It was their choice to have us.
Didn't nobody tell them to lay down and do that.
John on the Carbless Talking text line. I don't want to say that. He's not as well off as you guys, but cannot believe how cheap you two are. It's amazing you limit your significant other to what they can get.
Oh my gosh. John,
it's not going to change your experience.
John, you're not well off because you're spending all the money on the women's. You got to have a budget. I don't know why y'all laughing. It's so serious. And Will, you should be taking notes.
Will?
I'm not taking money advice from you.
Okay, Will. I will, and you're going to be broke forever. Go ahead.
You have limits,
out.
Will.
Go
you
ahead and cash out on them.
We'll be broke and happy. Broke and having fun.
Ain't no such thing as broke and happy.
Mm,
broke and frustrated. Broke and arguing.
Is there such broken thing as broken
trying to
figure
out what
I'm going to get my X-Files right there.
Yeah, that's profound.
You know how hard it is to be broke, Will?
Is
need
there,
to be broke.
Can you be broke
else?
And happy?
Depends how broke. Depends how broke.
Because I'd like to think that if you find the joys in life, you don't need as much money as you guys are stocking up and not spending on your significant other.
I think,
you got a good
real
life.
Talk, if you got like the very bare minimum basics taken care of, roof over your head, food on the plate, loving household, you'd be happy.
Thank you. That's what you need, yeah.
But that's not what you guys are living.
But if it's broke,
Don't take out the broke people. Right
I know,
now.
But I don't think.
Listen, anybody here who's listening, you ain't broke because you're happy in spirit, and that's the only thing that matters.
Hopefully, we make you a little happy.
Brent chimes in. He is from Zerbal Concrete.
Hey, Brent.
Oh, what's up?
More selfishness from Kyle. Just like Monday afternoon when he didn't complete the full wax that I donated $1,000 to childhood cancer. Who cares about the kids? Kyle does what's best for Kyle.
Wait a minute, Brent.
No,
we don't need
no,
to
no.
see your mound,
no, you
Kyle.
You didn't follow through on the full
thing. Brent, I did. I did. It was very smooth. Got pictures. I tell y'all that I took before and after pictures.
Tim the Trash Man times in. Kyle and Brad suck. This should not be a special day for holiday for you to treat the woman in your lives. Stop being cheap. You guys are just pathetic.
How often do you buy $70 steaks for your loved one?
Whenever she wants.
You a damn lie.
You could ask her.
You a lie.
You can literally go upstairs and ask her if I've ever said you can't get something on the menu.
No, that you didn't give her a look like,
no.
You didn't feel it inside?
Eyes go a little bit wider.
No.
Ben, I know you.
You don't.
I do.
But hold on,
and
Kyle.
I promise you, it's with your mind.
There's a steak for everyone, so it might not be steak for Ben, but there's something for Ben where it's like, oh, we're spending money on that now.
Oh, there's always something.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on, there's always something.
All right, then.
Just when it comes to meals, it's not, I'm in a good place.
It's just not his thing.
Is there anything, because women are
I was just hoping you'd go up in there and say, if you're at a restaurant, does Ben ever say anything? Because I ain't never going to say anything there. It's the amount of boxes that I got to cut up for the recycling that keep showing up and I don't even know they're coming. Everyone's got something, but that's mine.
Another one. What else can we fill in this house?
I need a new box cutter. The thing's dull. The thing is dull.
I know people are very responsible with money. A lot of people are. But I just for a lot of our experiences, it just seems like, has there ever been anything that you bought where they looked at you saying, do you really need that?
Well, I know what's funny. I actually just remembered this. So, like, Lexi's now, like, 20 weeks pregnant or whatever. So, you know, baby's showing. And she's like, I got to order some maternity clothes. So she prepped. She's like, I don't know what's going to fit me.
No.
So I ordered a bunch and I'll return some.
You're a sick human.
I said, I appreciate you telling me, baby.
Because he come now, home.
Now when I see a big line item on the credit card, I'll know. Like, this is what it's for, and likely some of it will be returned.
It shouldn't matter when she is pregnant. You're a sick human being.
Wait a minute, do you look at your
Will,
credit card statement?
Don't listen to any of this, guys. Okay, don't listen to any of this.
I'll be going through mine. I'll be like, wait a minute. I glance.
I scroll.
This man checks every 30 minutes on the dot.
If there's a triple-digit line item, I'll say, whoa.
Ken chimes in, man, I'm broke as bleep. Get the bleep out of here, Kyle and Brad. More next.
I appreciate you.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, KBN.
Let them know the dreadheaded brother loves the Green Bay Packers. When you see me, Goody, let me in the box.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
These two just think about money 24/7. That is true on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. Part-time Will running the show. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. See us on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee and at ESP in Madison. Now, we did a little war room with Will. Maybe we go hypothetical again because we've banged on the drum of these guys not being okay if it's an offensive lineman in the first round. The likeliest two options based off the odds and the first pick that they select the Green Bay Packers do would be a defensive lineman or a cornerback. But what slid down the list now behind offensive lineman in the odds is wide receiver. +700.
No, it did not.
Yes, it is. Per Potawatomi Sportsbook, so who's won +300 is now +700 to draft a wide receiver.
I got to go to Pato. There, it's more likely the Packers draft a wide receiver than they draft offensive line.
For sure.
You think you know what Goody's thinking.
And no, I'm just, I mean, that's logical.
They literally.
Your logic is not the same as the general manager's of the Packers.
You can agree that it's more logical that the Packers draft an offensive line, draft a receiver before they draft
all
offensive
things
line,
equal. Don't give me the draft board. Don't give me that.
Just logic.
My logic or Goody's logic?
No, I said logical. We're not talking about Goody. We're talking about general logic. Like, listen, Goody knows football, but Goody ain't.
I think all that matters is what Goody thinks. Not what I think, what Goody thinks. And based off of Goody, I would say it's more likely that he would go offensive line than wide receiver.
All right, that's stupid. That's
what Goody thinks.
But you got to admit that's stupid logic.
In this scenario, I would probably say wide receiver.
Okay.
But like
I don't know why you're doing all that.
But like I said, I would still be
okay. When did you become
Goody's
best friend? When did you become this Goody apologist?
Yeah, a Goody stan right here.
He's a Goody stan.
Trying to protect his boy.
Group thing. That's the problem. You've been doing group thing with Willie and Towson.
No, I literally just don't agree with you two.
No, with this one, I mean, you literally just beat around the bush.
Then I've had Jason Willie, Mark Tauscher, and Brian Belaga explain.
Group think.
No, yeah. I actually trust those three's Packers knowledge over your two.
But you were
Packer
just
knowledge.
So afraid you beat well, around the
think?
Bush
well,
to
well,
say
well,
anything
well,
bad
without,
about Goody.
Without any context of the question, it's a question about the Green Bay Packers. You have Brian Belaga, Mark Tauscher, Jason Wilde, or Kyle Wallace and Brad Nortman.
Well, Brian and Mark didn't play for the Packers, did
no,
they?
No. They each didn't win a Super Bowl the same year. They didn't have careers protecting Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. And Jason didn't win Sports Writer of the Year covering.
He doesn't cover the Packers.
No,
right?
You know what their problem is? They're too close to it. They can't see it clearly.
It they can't.
They're too much of a personal relationship. They're too committed. They're too defending of their beloved Brian Gutekunst and Green Bay Packers. They're too close to it. They can't act objectively. But Kyle, you and I can think objectively.
Sure can.
And we see that drafting an offensive lineman in the first round, if you have the ability to tackle a big need like a wide receiver, would be nothing short of foolish.
It would be.
So, let's say in your guys' perfect world, they land a wide receiver. Do you expect that wide receiver to be the leading receiver for the Green Bay Packers in 2025?
If they draft a wide receiver in the first round, my full expectation is that that wide receiver is going to deliver, going to perform, and be the first 1,000-yard wide receiver the Green Bay Packers have had since Devontae Adams. Absolutely. Mm. They will be the leading receiver for this team. If you get drafted in the first round, I expect you to perform to that level. So yes, 100%, they are drafting their guy, dog.
And that's the thing that I think we've gotten away from as the Green Bay Packers, right? It's kind of a big expectation to put on a wide receiver taken in the round one, Kyle. But it's the appropriate expectation. The first round draft picks for the Green Bay Packers have hit so infrequently over the last several years that we have like no expectation for a first round draft pick to come in and be a productive starter.
What if I told you that even though it's not a first round pick, Packers pick 23rd, would you think 11 picks later there still should be somebody if they drafted a wide receiver, you know, 11 picks later than 23 that could also be the leading receiver in their first year?
So you're saying pick 34?
Yeah, pick 34.
Is that what Christian Watson was?
Christian Watson, pick 34.
And you're saying that he could be the leading receiver?
No, I'm saying in his rookie year, he didn't just come in and become a 1,000-yard wide receiver.
Sure
did. And it's 11 picks.
It's a big difference. There's a huge difference between the first round and second round.
It's a huge difference. Yeah, we're talking about picks. First round versus second round is different if we're saying top 15. You guys said it yourself. It's more likely in top 15 that you land those all pro, all stud. That's when you went through the list of defensive players that become defensive player of the year. 23 is in a spot where it's like you can get some value, you can get some talent that can help you in the first year. But putting expectations on somebody that's a wide receiver, say you have to be a 1,000-yard wide receiver, is asinine.
Well, but you're also
just giving up on the wide receiver room and not thinking that Jayden Reed could also take a step from back-to-back 800-yard seasons and go 200 yards more.
But in 2002 with Christian Watson...
2022.
Javon Walker, very important. 20-year difference.
They drafted a first-round receiver.
It was Aaron Rodgers. It was curmudgeon-y, grumpy Aaron Rodgers, who has no problem icing anybody out at any moment. He doesn't want young guys. He doesn't want to work with them. So it doesn't surprise me when he targets, you know, Alan Lazard significantly more than he would Christian Watson. But let's not forget those stretch of games that Christian Watson
had
where he was looking like Randy Moss out there.
He was.
So, I mean, do at least see that.
Looking like Randy Moss. He had comparable stats to Randy Moss.
That's true. He did it in a different way.
It's a very different way.
That's a fair alteration of my statement, but at least you saw moments of it. He was an impact player.
Someone's
got
to be here to make sure they're not going too hyperbolic.
Well, yeah.
I'll also say
I'm excitable today.
Is that the last two guys to go number 23 in the draft, shout out to Homer for saying, everybody should just look at who was the 23rd pick. You know what 23rd pick was last year?
Brian Thomas Jr.
You know who it was the year before that?
Jordan Addison.
Yep, both two guys on this roster, if they were for the Packers, would they not be number one wide receivers?
Did they have 1,000-yard seasons?
Jordan Addison did not, but you know Brian why Thomas he did not. Did. Brian Thomas did as a rookie, but you know why Jordan Addison didn't. He didn't because he has a number one legit wide receiver, but he still had more yards than Jayden Reed.
Yeah, but he's also able to benefit having a number one wide receiver next to him. But being the guy and only the guy is different. Benefiting from Justin Jefferson or benefiting from Jayden Reed, Romeo Doubs, a little bit different.
I would definitely say that Jordan Addison could be a 1,000-yard wide receiver on the Green Bay Packers. We all believe that. He would be.
You don't know what he would have been if he was the only guy and wasn't next to the best one of the top two wide receivers in the NFL.
But his targets are
I'm just taking shots at Jordan Addison. I get it.
Again, I get it. Just because I bring a point to make you think, you're just lashing out. You just say, you're not a believer. Oh, you're not this.
I'm just trying to make you guys think beyond
your fantasy football brain.
No, it's fantasy football behind. My brain is thinking of what can make the Green Bay Packers better. Having an offensive weapon like a Brian Thomas Jr., who boiled out last year, being the number 23 pick, and then also a Jordan Addison, who has played very, very well, who every single Packer fan would say, give me him over every receiver on our roster, was also selected at number 23. And so what history tells us, recent history tells us, is that the wide receiver position guys are more equipped and ready to be impactful day one, and we've seen it the last 2 years. So the Green Bay Packers, I feel good about them picking at number 23 based off recent history.
So, Ben, let me ask
you. +700, are you going to put some money on it?
I got 10 on it.
I tell you
win $70 and get your $10
pretty
back.
Good.
That's great.
So Ben, if they do draft a wide receiver round one, you'd be okay if the guy was just second and third wide receiver?
Yeah, I mean, like again,
that'd be pretty underperforming for a first round guy.
But it also depends on the growth of Dontayvion Wicks, Jayden Reed, and Romeo Doubs. Like they've been doing this by committee thing. Like those guys have reps with Jordan Love. Those guys have somewhat of a connection, and they're growing together. Whether it's at the growth rate that you think it should be or not, I don't think it is as well. But this is a year two to year three from Jaden Reed. And all I've heard is from year two to year three is when you've already learned how to become a pro and it's time to show what you're worth. Based off two 800-yard seasons, I don't think it's out of the realm to just give up on Jaden Reed to say he can't get to 1,000 yards and then just put all the pressure on a first-round wide receiver, which I don't even think they're going to be drafting a first-round wide receiver anyway.
Well, the thing is this, Ben. You keep talking about the growth from year two to year three and guys developing. You have an opportunity to skip that whole process and potentially draft a guy that can come in.
But that's
and
the key word, potentially. It's not a guarantee. No, you guys make it seem like it's a guarantee.
It's but
not
we,
a guarantee.
We agree that they don't have the wide receiver one for the Green Bay Packers.
Exactly. They're not on the roster. And we think Jaden Reed can be it, but we don't believe Tate Wicks is going to be it. We don't believe Romeo Doubs is going to be it. We had the Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson hype train going into last season, and it absolutely was a flop. Riding potatoes. No, tomatoes. Rotten tomatoes. That's what it was.
Wow.
Bad score with rotten tomatoes. And so right now, you have not been able to find success. I think somebody said it in here on ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. They said, listen, Goody is terrible at drafting pass catchers. Now, I wouldn't go that far to say terrible, but he doesn't have the best track record because he has yet to be able to find a number one guy. He's swung and he's missed so many times. At a certain point, you got to change up your strategy and let's do something different. Let's go grab a guy in the first round, and if it doesn't work out, then it falls on Goody.
I can't wait to see what they do, and I'm still praying as an offensive lineman just to see you guys react. Make sure, Kyle, for my entertainment now at this point, because you've been so crazy this whole week, make sure you do the thing where you recorded every Packers pick with your phone with the live reaction.
Oh, yes.
I need whoever it is to see how you react authentically to Goody's pick, no matter if it's 23 or if they trade back. I need the instant reaction as well.
Yeah.
If they trade back, will you be mad?
I should be like, okay. Hopefully, they stay in the first round.
What if they trade out of the first round?
It's just so dejecting. you just have all this anticipation. Like, no, for real, y'all laugh, but you know, you wait up all day. Like, the Packers usually don't pick until the high teens or in the 20s, and so you literally have to wait and wait and wait, and then you finally get to the pick, and you know, you get 10 minutes for the pick or 12 minutes, whatever it is for the pick.
Well, there's something that Brad can do while he's waiting.
What is that?
Oh, that's right. I'm going to be enjoying a little bit of Carbless ready-to-drink cocktail. You guys know I love me some Carbless. And you're going to love their new flavors of 2025. Tropical Bliss Variety Pack and Mango Vodka Cocktail are absolutely delicious. Knocking the flavors out of the park, as Carbless always does. If you're looking for that ready-to-drink cocktail, it's got a little vodka in it that I so enjoy. With blood orange, watermelon, raspberry, and grapefruit, that's awaiting you. The Tropical Bliss Variety Pack or the Mango Vodka Cocktail. You got to try them. Carbless is innovating left and right, and they're doing it again with these flavors of 2025. Especially when it's warm outside today, boy, it feels like you're in a tropical paradise enjoying every sip of Carbless. And that means every sip of Carbless has low carbonation, high flavor, no carbs, no sugars, no gluten, and just 100 calories. You guys know how important it is for me to know what I put in my body. Well, Carbless is no different. Made right here in the great state of Wisconsin. Boy, there are so many reasons to enjoy a Carbless on this beautiful Friday. Enjoy a Carbless like me, KBN Nation.
Just got some pictures from daycare. Little Easter egg hunt. Anyone doing some Easter egg hunts?
Oh, I sure am.
You're doing an Easter egg hunt.
The Nortman Estate is going to have a little Easter egg hunt, boys.
Oh, wow.
Well, I have some questions because I want to make sure you don't do it in a way that I will be mad at the Nortman family.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can't believe I have strong opinions on Easter egg hunts for kids, but of course I do. You're doing it with the Nortman family?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I got questions.
I got answers.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Dick Van Dyke, real quick, on the cha-cha slide ACL, says she was carried out by all five of us. Five people?
That's a big girl.
Big girl. Yeah, that's a big girl who did cha-cha.
Stop it, Kyle.
What you mean? Five of them had to carry out a big girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
All right, we saw the cute pictures. The Easter egg hunt is happening at daycare, but the Nortman family is also doing an Easter egg hunt. Kyle Brustin Nortman with you till 5 o'clock on ESPN Wisconsin till 4 o'clock. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, and Brad Nortman. Part-time Will running the show. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talking text line. Brad, please do the Easter egg hunt right.
Yeah, guys, I love Easter. Easter is going to be a great time. Shout out to Jesus. Shout out to celebrating family.
He died today.
He did die today.
But he's risen.
Rose on Sunday. He's risen indeed, Kyle. But anyway, we're going to be celebrating with various family over the course of the weekend. And one of the traditions we like is an Easter egg hunt, as Ben said. And now, the estate's 2 acres. So we can really spread around the Easter egg. Now, 2 years ago, we had a similar thing. We had family come over. The ages of children are about 3 to 8, right? 3 to 8, they're going to be out there. Now, Lexi and I put out there a couple years ago. We had more kids 2 years ago than we will this year. We bought there like 200 eggs.
Damn.
200
what's
eggs.
What's inside those eggs?
Candy, toys, stickers.
Ain't no money. No way in, yeah, no way well, in hell.
How much money should be in there for a five-year-old?
20 bucks.
20 bucks.
You can put 20 bucks in one of the eggs and somebody's got the grand prize.
That's
like Willy
true.
Wonka.
That is wow. true. That is a great idea.
Golden egg.
Idea.
Maybe we'll do that this year. Actually, that would be thrilling. But the problem is, I was thinking, you know what? Let's go easy on them 2 years ago. So we kind of placed it underneath the tree. Oh, it's
this
right here
exactly
on the lamppost.
Exactly what I feared.
So we said, okay, break. And all the kids scattered.
Yeah.
And it was done in like 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, you know what? This year, I wonder if I should be a little harder on the kids.
Make them earn it.
Put them a little hard to reach places. Climb the tree, maybe. Gotta look underneath the
climb the tree. I thought that was the bad parenting advice. You want a five-year-old to climb a tree?
They can elect to climb it, or they can elect to keep moving.
So you're basically signing a waiver before they come to the house?
Look underneath a thing or two. I don't know.
That's discrimination because they can't climb.
Kyle, aren't you going to be kind of tough on the Wallace kids?
Well, I don't want them to break their arm because then I got to take them to urgent care like Ben, and now I'm $2,000 out of my pocket.
Well, this is why I pros it to KBN and KBN Nation. Should I make it accessible and easy for the kids, or should I make it challenging?
Come on now, Brad. They're 3 to 7 year olds. What are you making it? It's about the cuteness and the funness of it, not the challenge. You don't want to challenge.
Kyle's gone soft.
Of all the things, Kyle,
he's talking about having 5 year olds climb trees.
He said there's 8 year olds.
There's seven and 8 year old, the two oldest.
Yeah, I think you have to have designated areas. The easy zone for the cutesy.
Oh.
Then you need the medium zone. But like, if they don't find them and they find a couple, they shouldn't just be able to find them all. They got to learn that they can't have everything they want.
So you're thinking, how hard should the hard zone be?
I mean, how willing you? That one's up to you.
I mean,
sounds like you're going to try and put it on the top of the tree, which I don't think is a good idea.
The $20 golden egg, it's going to have to be like a Rube Goldberg project in order to get to it. It's going to have to be you click one button to open up another.
Yeah, it's got to be like an escape room.
Here's what you do with that one. You wait till they're almost done, and then you hide that one so that they find that one last. So it's like, oh, there's one more, a special one. So $20 to an 8 year old's like $1,000.
Shoot, $20 to a Kyle Wallace is like $1,000. What do you mean? Eight-year-old hit the lottery. I just got dinner for 2 days.
Leftovers.
Oh, yeah. Kyle, you are a treasure.
What do you mean? That's a lot of money. I'll be out there with some kids, get that 20.
So Kyle's votes to go easy across the board.
Yeah,
basically, like, put no effort
solution,
in for a reward.
And Kyle's just like, you know, keep giving participation.
No, I mean,
that's participation.
Brad wants the kids to zip line from the roof to the tree. I'm trying
that to sounds like,
to,
yeah.
Sounds like a broken arm. Sounds dangerous. Ruin the whole day. All it takes is one bad fall, boys or girls crying, and day's over.
But what
day's
about
over.
The,
now, about now the parents looking at you like you crazy.
This is an invaluable lesson.
They would say, who put it in the tree? What bozo said put that in the tree? We don't want the kids climbing in their Sunday clothes, too.
Yes, and also, as on the YouTube, I agree with Ben, the older kids can't just grab the easy ones while the three-year-olds are lost in the yards.
They'll be hoarding.
That's my big thing, is I hate when the older kids just like see the ones that are there for the younger kids and they take them, because then they take the joy away from the ones that actually don't know
what's going
on.
Spoken like somebody who has a young child who probably has to fight for everything that she wants.
How does she have to fight?
When she go to like daycare, be with other kids that are older, her cousins?
They're not cousins.
No,
I don't have any family around here.
And when they go, don't she go with her cousins? She ain't got to fight for something?
No, she's 15 months old.
Mm.
She's. She can,
what was the Wallace household like? an Easter egg hunt.
I can't even imagine. Sound like on Easter Sunday, like there's not going to be any food left for my daughter. Like, she's got to fight for the food.
Because you were saying make it easy for everyone, but now you're talking about a Hunger Games of sorts.
No, I'm just saying, Ben is like, oh, you know, you don't want the older kids to take it. Easter was easy in my house. It was the basket. We didn't have to fight for it. We just came downstairs to the basket.
Kyle is teaching kids how to be halfway kids, just like himself.
Jeez, is that Zerbal Concrete?
No, it's not. It's not Brent, actually. The one that paid $1,000.
Brent, it looks, my mom looks fantastic. The hair started to grow back a little bit.
He only cares about follow through.
You got some grow back coming? I was actually disappointed with the fact that it's...
Beads in Milwaukee. What's your idea for the Nortman egg hunt?
Well, you've got a lot more space than me. We go in the household, but we've made it where now the riddle leads to the first thing. Solve that riddle, next clue leads to the next thing, so on and so forth. Sometimes we include, you know, I was told there'd be no math, but we've done that before too.
Oh gosh,
that sounds like a golden egg idea. You don't have to do that for all the eggs, but the golden egg should take some sort of thought process for some of the older ones to figure it out.
Brad, you know you're gonna cause a fight, because if they try to run to find the egg,
that's life.
And they run. It's gonna be survival
of the fittest.
There will be tears on Sunday. You're gonna end up. Ben's gonna cost you more than $20.
So what do? Do I put a cap on people? Do I say, okay, each kid gets 20 eggs. Once you get your egg, you cap. You're done.
Communist.
Well, I mean, if we're trying to not have tears.
Well, I'm just saying, these little babies now.
Equal opportunity eggs?
I'm telling you, these kids, these EOO kids, they need that. They need that. I'm telling you, because I promise you this. Put 21 in them, and one kid beats another kid to the egg, and they open up the $20 bill. Other kids are going to say, wow, I want that. I'm telling you, Brad.
That's a life lesson.
All of the things that kid would create, I mean, outside of the $20, all the candy, the stickers, that'll be worthless in their eyes because everyone wants the $20.
That's true.
That's a bad standard to set.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text line. Lots of response to the Brad Nortman Easter egg hunt and how to make it better. Josh and Kenosha, you're on the Carbless Talk and Text line. You put line one on.
I had this idea last.
Go ahead, Josh. In line two, you can call back. Josh, you're up.
So for the Easter egg hunt, guys, my cousin came up with a great idea. Maybe do color-coded eggs for each kid if they're all going to be in different areas or the same area.
That's good.
Maybe that way you have stuff up in a tree or something you got to, you know, be a little bit bigger to get to.
Color-coded age ranges.
That is brilliant. That's brilliant.
Thank you, Josh and Kenosha.
I don't know if Josh had more to say. Yeah, that's brilliant. Because that could everyone has a little bit of ownership over their old egg. Might even allow for a little collaboration. There's your little pink egg.
Ryan
right there.
From Iguana Goat chimes in. He says, you might as well sing happy birthday to all of them, too.
That's good.
I experienced it. I'm telling you, it won't be my kids, but I experienced it. It's what it is. What you got to do, Brad. So
Kristen New Berlin on the Carbless Talk and Text line. Help make the Nortman Estate Easter egg hunt a success with no tears.
All right. Afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Well. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. All right, so the way that we do it, I don't know how many kids are involved in the Easter egg hunt, but the way that we do it with my kids, my brother-in-law's kids, and my sister-in-law's kids is that my in-laws separate the eggs by color, and each kid has a specific color that they get. What you should do is when whoever finds all their eggs first then gets the golden egg.
Now we cook it.
Competition.
See, that's different, right? Because you competed versus just being here's a riddle and go find it. Now it's, hey, it's competition. They earned it. It's different. You all get all your eggs.
It's a perfect thread
the
needle.
You better follow through with some of these ideas.
Oh, I'm gonna. Thank you, KBN Nation.
Brett, you're not following through. You have less than 24 hours and you're going to be in bed by – you got to – thing to do tonight. This is over. You're not.
Yeah,
doing
I've been told we're hosting tonight now.
So. Oh wow!
Just like that.
Wow.
At least you can.
Everybody out.
Oh wow!
On that, I got a follow up, and then we'll of course get back to the Milwaukee Bucks in the 414 hour at 4 here. Kyle Bruston Nortman, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Sportsbook odds have tears at the Nortman household -200. +175 for no during the Easter egg hunt. Those are not official lines, but you can find official lines like series prices for the NBA playoffs. You can have any MLB bet, and you also just need to go to the sports book because if you have a favorite team It is on. Actually, after the weekly wager on Wednesday from 6 to 7 on 94.5 ESPN, I played basketball and got stitches in my lip at urgent care after. But before I went to basketball, I had like a 40-minute gap. I didn't have to move. I sat and I watched all the sports, and I was in paradise. It's just amazing. So if you're a better, if you're a food lover, if you're a sports lover, literally, just go to Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. They have it all at the sportsbook. More suggestions coming in, and plus now Brad is planning out his exit strategy already with his friends now that he's hosting them tonight. Going to be a lot of memories going to be made as he kicks them out at 9:30 next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Women ask you, do you love me? Why do you love me?
Wait, why she am I always the one doing that? Tell me why you love me, baby. I need you to make me feel better.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Brad Nortman started the show by saying, I don't want to have any fun. I'm hanging out with my friends on a Friday night. If I go out to dinner, it's too expensive. If I go to somebody's house, I can't leave and I get home too late. And if I host, then I got to kick everyone out. And, of course, your pregnant wife said, you're hosting now.
Ding, ding, ding. We're hosting.
She was the excuse. She was pregnant, which gives you, wow. Gives you the excuse to be able to leave
for
early.
Sure. It's absolutely a wonderful thing you can do.
Now I have no excuse.
This is a perfect timing because on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, I don't know if they did it this week, and we have poll position at 4:15-ish, but they had a poll asking, how do you get people to leave your home?
Ooh. That's a great question. I'm up for ideas now.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't know how to make people go because I get a little bit too tipsy, and I enjoy their company at that point.
Yeah, and we got the baby.
Oh, you like making memories.
No, I mean, by that point, they can just stay how long they want because I'm not thinking.
Well, if you guys remember, we had the same group over, what was that, August? And
you guys did the dishes after the party.
They left at midnight, and we cleaned up till 2 a.m.
Memories, baby. Memories.
She can't do that.
So that means your boy's doing all the cleanup.
We'll just do it tomorrow.
Oh, boo-frickety-who.
I mean, that's tough.
Do frickety-who.
Yeah, even with paper plates.
Just throw it. Tell everybody to throw it in the garbage. People don't throw their own stuff in the garbage.
But you don't get it.
Hey, we want to make it clear. Lexi can't clean with me tonight, so it's just me cleaning, so make sure it's nicer.
Yeah. Have sympathy for me, KBN Nation.
No.
Because we want to wake up in the same way we woke
up
this morning.
It's not about you anymore.
Yeah, I know, and I'll give her that, but I want a little bit of good job, Brad. Thank you.
What are y'all eating?
We're going to do pizzas.
Oh, buy one, get one, BOGO.
That's right. That's a great call. At Metro Market, right? Buy me for a Palermo's pizza.
Hey, speaking of which, it is a Screaming Sicilian Pizza Friday.
Yeah, Marina Pizza.
Frozen Pizza Friday. I'm at home. I'm doing Frozen Pizza Friday. I actually went to get the BOGO, and now I have two pizzas, which I might actually dive into because one's,
No, just do one now. You got a wedding to get ready for, okay? You got to fit into the suit.
Do not come at me for my Palermo's pizza eating right now.
No, you can eat. I want you to eat Palermo's, but you ain't got too much time. You ain't got too much time.
Do you know it's really insensitive to tell people how much they should eat?
I don't
know. Last time I checked food in the mirror, shame. I think my stomach looks a little bit better than yours.
That's
get your goods and pizza Friday right here. Caller 10, 800-990-3776. Caller 10, you're going to win a Palermo's Frozen Pizza Friday prize pack. That's a no-brainer on a Friday. All you got to do is call Part-Time Will at 800-990-3776. You get some coupons. You get some pizza cutters. They put together a package, something different, every time for you from Palermo's. It's always amazing. The pizza, the OG Screamers, the thin and crispy, the tavern style. You can get whatever Palermo's pizza you want with the prize pack. So, caller 10, 800-990-3776. Brad, you're starting to turn into Kyle.
Oh, wow.
That it's all about you and not baby girl. She's pregnant and you're worrying about cleaning up by yourself.
I'm going to say baby girl. I don't call Lexi baby girl. I'm going to say my dearest wife, you go to sleep. And I'm going to take
I guarantee tonight he slips. Baby girl.
Baby girl. Baby girl.
Hopefully,
I don't think I've ever called her baby girl.
Yeah, you just call your love. What'd you call her? Sexy something.
Sexy Lexi?
No,
I called her really hot.
No, you called her something else.
Sexy.
It's a nickname.
Oh, Sporty Spice.
Sporty Spice.
Hey. Jim, Matt, Molly up next in Madison. Damn Sports Show at Beaver Dam. We're on till the Homer Hour at 5 o'clock. I want to revisit Jair Alexander and Jordan Love's audio. Got a question for you guys.
Oh, wow.
Next. Give them all your money.